We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And slam at 39 or 40. So if you were somebody who was wanting him to win his 21st Grand Slam this Sunday in London, that's not going to happen. And now it's starting to look like it might not ever happen anywhere, that he might retire with 20 Grand Slams. In fact, there's some speculation that today's singles appearance at Wimbledon will be his last singles appearance at Wimbledon.
Story number four.
Bennett, do you know who the worst team in baseball over the past couple of weeks is?
I do know who it is.
Name them.
It is the Chicago Cubs.
They stink.
Why do they stink so bad?
All I know is a few years ago they had Theo Epstein. They had Joe Madden. And everything seemed to be going pretty well. They won a World Series in 2016. And then, for reasons that I guess made sense at the time to the people involved in making those decisions, but from an outsider's perspective, didn't make a lot of sense. They decided first they'd move on from Joe Madden, and then ultimately Theo Epstein decided he'd like to do something else, and now that franchise is going through it. Boy, really ugly stuff. They lost 11 straight games. They have allowed at least 13 runs four different times in this 11-game losing streak. They gave up 13 runs on Monday, 15 more on Tuesday. It's the first time in more than two decades that they've allowed at least 13 runs in consecutive games. They're now eight and a half games back of the Brewers, considering the Brewers lost to the Mets this afternoon. And they're eight games out of the NL wild card. And, you know, Jake Arrieta, you know, the former Cy Young winner, was the guy on the mound for him last night, and he can't get anybody out anymore. In his last 12 starts, his ERA is 8.55.
Wow.
That's the worst in baseball in that stretch by a wide margin. Last night, he allowed seven earned runs and only got five outs. And at 35 years old, he might be on the verge of being done. Same goes for the Cubs, at least as it pertains to this season. They are way back right now, and it appears possibly that they're going to be sellers at the trade deadline. And if they are, if you don't mind, send Chris Bryant to Flushing, Queens. Let him put on a Mets uniform and play third base. The Mets need a bat. Chris Bryant is a bat. Just made the All-Star team. And if the Cubs are going to be sellers at the trade deadline, I'd love for them to shift Chris Bryant to the National League East. I'm not sure if the Mets got enough prospects to make a deal like that happen, but I can fantasize about it if I want to. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station. Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, another chance at $1,000 right now. Text the word BOTTLE, B-O-T-T-L-E. Text BOTTLE to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text BOTTLE, B-O-T-T-L-E to 72881 for your chance to win a grand right now with 92.9. We'll do it all again tomorrow starting at 7 a.m., giving you a chance to win a grand at the top of every single hour. But right now, plenty of time. Text BOTTLE, B-O-T-T-L-E, to 72881 for a chance of $1,000. Good luck.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
The July Instant Games are available now at Tennessee Lottery retailers near you. Heat up your summer with top prizes ranging from $5,000 up to $500,000. July Instant Games, available now at Tennessee Lottery retailers.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I've known that I wanted to be a doctor since the age of 7. My grandfather asked me what I wanted to be, and I said a doctor. He was like, "You're kidding." Becoming a doctor is a major accomplishment, but to have your own practice is even bigger than that. For me to be my own boss and run it the way I want to, it was just amazing. It's been a very personal step-by-step relationship with Triumph. There's definitely a difference when you're working with someone who understands what your goal is. I feel like Triumph had a lot of confidence in me. I want my patients to feel as if there is no other doctor on this planet that they should go to. And I want to be able to be there for them and help them to understand what's going on with their bodies. That's what doctors do. We're here to take care of patients. So when they think of Muse Primary Care, they should think that this is home. I'm Katasha Muse, and this is my Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park, on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, any kind of computer, high-end machine, low-end machine, middle-of-the-road machine, desktop, notebook, tablet, get in touch with Cooper Systems. 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems can help you. What you're going to want to do is tell them what it is you're going to be using a computer for. Like, if you're making music videos, you're going to... If you want to make great music videos, you probably need a high-end computer. Maybe $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. If you're a gamer, you're going to spend real money. But if you're just messing around on Facebook, YouTube, emailing, just the basics, you don't need to spend that kind of money on a computer. It's a waste of money because you're paying for a machine that can do all of these things, but you'll never ask the computer to do those things because you're not trying to do those things. So why would you pay for it? At Cooper Systems, you don't have to. Some of the big box stores, most of the big box stores, all of the big box stores, you do have to pay for. You just get what they got. But at Cooper Systems, they can find a machine that is perfectly suited for you. And if it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better price for you. 360-9679, 360-9679. Next time you need a computer, or you just want to upgrade the one you got, or you need computer repair, give them a call. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, CooperSystems.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here, 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
Okay. Let me make sure I heard you right this morning. I was listening to you talk to Jeffrey, and you were talking about how it was drizzling a little bit and how you're actually enjoying it because it cooled things off. Did I hear you say that this incredible cabin in northern Michigan that you go to every summer, does it really not have air conditioning?
No, it doesn't have air conditioning.
What world?
Most of the – well, it's a different world up here. Most of the – it's like right now, the incredible blazing hot heat that's going through Seattle and Portland, right, that has been devastating our country. Seattle is one of the least air-conditioned cities in the country because you don't have it. My house growing up, I still go to it back in Buffalo. We never had air conditioning. We still don't have air conditioning. Up north, you don't have air conditioning. In New York City, I was actually just talking to Ben about this, my son Ben, because he has air conditioning in his apartment. But there are lots of places in New York City that don't have air conditioning. It gets crazy because
That is fake news.
New York is getting incredibly hot. But, no, I don't mean – I mean, of course, your freaking hotel where you stay has air conditioning, right? Like, of course it does. But anything new, they build with air conditioning. But my house in Buffalo, New York, where two doctors lived and raised 9 children, we don't have air conditioning. We've never had air conditioning. And this cabin, my God, it's a cabin. I don't know what you're picturing, but we only put in a shower about 5 years ago. Like, it is rustic. The cabin is really rustic. And the truth of the matter is, you really don't. There's some nights where you want to leave the windows open and have a fan on or something because it's a little sticky. But mostly, it's 67 degrees here. It's 73 degrees here. Now, you'll get days that are up to 90. But even then, it's not the sweltering 90. And so, no, new houses built in Traverse City, Michigan, all have air conditioning because everyone is air conditioning because the world's getting hotter, et cetera. But you go to Boston, most houses built in 1920 in Boston don't have air conditioning. You can go in and you can put it in, but you're not using it that often. That's what she said. And so we don't have air conditioning. The cabin is a very rustic cabin. And I don't know what you're imagining. We don't have television, we don't have air conditioning, and we only had a shower put in about 10 years ago. We put in a shower. We decided, what the hell? But I'll tell you, here's the truth, honest truth of the matter. I came up here Thursday. This is maybe not something I should reveal on worldwide radio. I came up here Thursday, did not take a shower till this morning.
My God, gross. I've taken 3 showers today already.
Well, I swim in the lake. You know, I'm swimming in the lake twice a day. I'm, you know, whatever else.
You sound like you're 7. I don't need a bath. I swam in the lake.
I went swimming today. No, it's just it's a rustic kind of place. Everyone's just kind of rustic up here. We're here in our rusticness together. And now the funny thing
is, I feel like you're confusing rusticness with stinky. You're just all smelly.
There's a little bit the same. There's a little bit. I'm not gonna necessarily reject that accusation. It was the place. I mean, as I said, I was on Jeffrey this morning. I was talking to Jeffrey. So my grandmother grew up in Chicago, which is why we have this sort of orientation. And because people from Chicago vacation in northern Michigan or in Wisconsin. And so when she got married to Leo Brady, and as I reported this morning, he was Catholic and she was old school Protestant, and none of her family came to the wedding because he was Catholic. But she said, we're going to build this little cabin on this little lake here, and we're going to spend the summers here. And so it was built in 1933 or something, and certainly did not have air conditioning, and we have not added it since. We do, however, have a shower.
I cannot imagine.
We only recently added a washer and dryer, too. We had in the last 5 years, we added a washer and dryer. We used to have to go into town to do our clothes at the laundromat.
I would have air conditioning before I had washer and dryer, although to be clear, I would have them both. I cannot imagine driving 14 hours.
You wouldn't really need, if you were here, you would not. There are not many days you wake up and say, boy, I wish this place were air conditioned. It's just not, it's pretty cool. You know, if it's 72 degrees, do you need air conditioning? Do you have your air conditioning on when it's 72 degrees outside?
Yes, I want mine at 68.
Do you keep your air conditioning house at a 68?
My wife is worse than I am. Like she will turn it down so low that at night I'm actually cold. I'm like, Kelly, I'm freezing
to death. So what's
that?
What's cold? 64?
I mean, she'll go 65, 66. I'll go, I'm comfortable 68, 69. But, yeah, no, our house is never at 72. None of our thermostats are at 72. They're always lower than that.
If I'm feeling really luxurious and I want to, but my house is hideously, hideously insulated. I'll bump it down to 74.
74?
Down to 74. Fishman doesn't go below like 78 in Washington, D.C. And he thinks the idea that we're all air conditioning ourselves to 68 degrees is insane and irresponsible for the environment and all of that. I just don't think, you know, me changing my for me, it has nothing to do with the environment. I don't think whether I have my house 68, 72, or 74 makes any difference whatsoever to the environment. But it does make a difference to my MLG&W bill. And I have a big-ass, like, really drafty, not particularly well-constructed house. And my MLG&W bill could be more than $600. Thank you. I'm not really keen on that, you know. So I keep it at – yeah, I keep it as – I'll bump it down to 74. But I would never have it at 68. I don't even know if it could achieve 68, honestly.
Man, I ain't trying to sweat. I'm keeping it.
I don't like being hot. I do not like being hot. I mean, that is a – I'm kind of with you there. I like there to be a little – but don't you think – here's a question, Gary. If you went for – if you went for 6 months of having – like just changing the way you lived and never having it lower than 72, right? Don't you think – 70 would then start to feel cool or too cold to you? Like, I do think, here's the thing. When I once upon drank coffee with sugar and cream, okay? And I said, I was told that if you just drink it black for a while, you wouldn't miss the you know, whatever. So I did. And when I went back and I tried to, 6 months later or 2 months later, whatever it was, tried to drink it with sugar and cream again, it was like, this is nasty. It's way too sweet. Don't you think you would adjust? Like, if you just lived at, with a low, with never having it below 74, don't you think 68 would feel too cold to you at some point?
Well, it is possible, I can acknowledge, because I have adjusted in other aspects of my life. Once upon a time, I would never drink a Diet Dr. Pepper because it doesn't taste great. I want a real Dr. Pepper. Give me all those calories and sugar. And then I just decided you're getting older. You can't drink Dr. Peppers all day long. Like I actually like look at people when they order regular Coke or regular Dr. Pepper. I'm like, man, you really don't care about yourself, do you? Although I'm doing a million things worse than that. Like, trust me, I'm not. I guess I am judging. I'm baffled by it.
Maybe they just drink one. If they just drink one, they're not putting those cancer things in their body as much. I don't judge that.
It's not even that. It's just like, it's so many calories.
If they're an enormous fat person eating, drinking them, I might silently judge. You know?
Yeah, like, for me, it's
just. Then I might be, you should knock that off, you know?
Yeah, but at some point I just decided, okay, I can drink the same amount of liquid and it's zero calories as opposed to 220 calories. And it might not taste exactly, the way the other one tastes. And I do prefer the other one, but like, let's give it a shot. And now, you know, a Coke Zero tastes just, it's perfect to me. Like, you know, that's the way a soda is supposed to taste.
If you drank a regular Dr. Pepper or a regular whatever, it's not as good, right? I mean, now it actually tastes like there's something wrong with it.
I mean, I honestly don't know. I haven't had a real Coke or real Dr. Pepper in years. I don't even remember what it was like. So I clearly adjusted. I adjusted there, and then in other ways, I guess you could also. The coffee's a good one. You know, I used to do coffee, cream and sugar. Now I just go sugar-free creamer, no sugar whatsoever, and that's the way I drink coffee. I wouldn't even know how to drink coffee any other way. I have no desire to drink coffee any other way. That's the way I drink my coffee. So I have adjusted in other ways, but I don't know, 74, that might make me sweat.
If you said, listen, we're going to do 72 from here on out, I think very quickly 72 would feel like it's supposed to feel. Now, I think there's a limit to that. You know, I'm not saying if you went to 88, it would ever feel right. You know, it'll always be too damn hot. But I don't think we need – I mean, I understand there are differences in how people like it, whatever. I totally get that. Some people like it colder at night. A lot of people seem to like it colder at night. But I don't think you need to be chilled to 66 or 68 degrees. I think if you just went 72 – for 4 months, 72 would start to feel like about as cold as you even want it. That's actually what I believe. I think if you took all the people who lived in the world before air conditioning in Memphis and put them in our universe right now, are freaking, and they'd be, why the hell are you people walking around in an icebox all the time? Like, I find when I walk into the 92.9 studios, it's ridiculous sometimes. I'm putting on a sweater in the summer. And so I do think, and I'm not, you know, I don't think 72, 74 is crazy. Of course, everyone thinks that wherever they have it is the right place. But I don't think that we really need to be chilled in an environment that's 95 degrees out and whatever else. I don't think we need to be perfectly chilled to 66 degrees. I think that's a little nuts.
Listen, I am not ignorant to the impact it has on the environment. Like, and I'm not one of those climate change deniers. Like, I realize we have messed up the world. the Gulf of Mexico is on fire right now. Okay, like,
jeez,
I got
those
it.
Pictures are, holy crap! Yeah,
this is insane. The ocean's on fire. It's absolutely incredible.
The ocean's on fire. Right.
Yeah. Like, I believe in climate change. I believe that we have screwed this planet up. I believe that our great 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 grandkids will pay for this in a variety of ways, if not much earlier than that. I'm sort of with you on it. Like, you know, listen, we got a recycle bin. I'll throw my aluminum cans in that. You know, I'll put my paper in that. But I'm not changing the world. You know, me being hot is not going to change the world. So given that I have the capabilities to feel perfect at all times, I just want to feel perfect at all times.
It is the whole, like, individual thing. I mean, this is true of a lot of things that you do individually. Your vote almost never matters, right? Your vote.
Never.
There has never been an election that you have voted in, Gary, where your vote swung the tide. But I do that, you know? I do that, but again, not because and it's the same thing. Whatever I do with my AC has no impact on the environment. Now, what we all collectively do, actually, that's the interesting question. There are those people who say that even if we all just were more responsible at our AC, it's not going to, you know, make our world last a day longer or whatever else. The real issue is, and I've talked to various people about this at various points, is you just got to find a new energy source. And for some people say, honestly, the only way it's going to work is with nuclear power. Like, there's nothing. We can tinker with what we want on the edges of this and that and whatnot, make our cars go 27 miles, you know, or make them go 40 miles on a gallon of gas instead of 32. But in the end, it's going to be the great bogeyman of the 1970s, you know, when we had no nukes and whatever, that it's going to be that's going to have to save us. But anyway, we don't have air conditioning. And if you Google Seattle and air conditioning, I suspect you'll see lots of stories about how there are lots of places in America that don't have air conditioning and are not prepared for the new blazing hot world.
So while we're having this conversation, Fishman sends me a picture of his thermostat.
What is it at?
He's got his downstairs thermostat where he's working right now.
Right.
Set to 85.
I just think it's a lunacy. I mean, honestly, he's crazy. he is crazy about saving money in a way that just makes no sense to me. Like, it's just like he really – every time he feels – every time he hears his AC turn on, it bothers him. Whereas mine is, like, on all the time. Like, if he hears it running, it's like, holy crap, it went on. You know, maybe I'll leave it on for 5 minutes, and then it'll, you know. But the idea of having constantly running AC drives him insane. Just thinking of the money going out. But, like, in the end, the truth of the matter is, it makes him happy. You know, the misery of – of this is what makes him happy, of saving the money on the power bill and whatever else. So, you know, here's another thing he does, okay? If he orders takeout, he doesn't just say, I ordered takeout, and it was good or bad or delicious or whatever, better, whatever. He always thinks, was this $50 worth of takeout, or could I have made it better myself? Well, that's a stupid thing to say, because the whole takeout experience is just, it's a luxury that you're in, but you don't say this, every time you do takeout, was this worth $50 of takeout? And if I had made a steak or whatever else, could it, I have done something for $12 that would have tasted just as good? Because the answer is almost always yes, right? Or a lot of times it's yes. It's the pleasure of taking takeout. And so I couldn't live like he lives, but he has a lot more money than I have. So maybe that's the lesson there. But I could not live the way he lived. Here's something that happened to me today. I was going to downtown Michigan for my sister's birthday. So I just bought her some socks, okay? And I had a $100 bill, which I don't typically have, but I had one for various reasons that I don't need to go into. I gave her the $100 bill. These are expensive socks, $17 socks. We chatted, whatever. Then I went to another store just down the way, and I bought some other little trinket. And I reached into my wallet to grab the trinket, to grab the money, and I realized that the only thing I had in my wallet was a $1 bill, okay? So this was half an hour later, okay? I'm like, did I get the change from the money for this box? I don't think I got the change. Like, I think I just walked off. She didn't give me the change. I didn't get the change. What would you do in that circumstance?
First off, I wouldn't be in that circumstance. I don't pay for a single thing with cash. If I go into a gas station.
I don't typically. I had gotten $100 bills because I needed to pay a worker or whatever, and I didn't. I don't typically do this, but I did, and I certainly never have hundreds. I find them useless, right? I don't like hundreds.
I don't even carry cash to the point to where if you ask me, GP, you got $5 I can borrow? Like, I probably really don't have $5 cash that you can borrow.
Do you ever find that you ever need cash? Like, you do sometimes need cash, much less now, because even like tolls and everything else, I guess you never need cash.
Well, I mean,
What would you have done?
I would just chalk it up to a loss. If I were near the place, I might walk back and say.
You're still near the place. You're still.
Yeah. I think I might walk back and say, hey, excuse me, but I think while being a bit absent-minded, I might have walked out of here without getting my change. Do you remember if I ever got my change from you? And just sort of see how it goes from there.
That's exactly what I did. I said, it's probably impossible for you to tell if you gave me my change or not. And if not, like, that's fine. I'm basically apologizing and telling her she can keep all the money as I'm making the case. But I said, is there a chance that you didn't give me my change? Because I don't have any of that change in my wallet now. And she actually said, you know what? She said, I think I would have remembered looking for a 50 for you, and I didn't. I think you're probably right. I was absent-minded. We got to talking, and then she gave me the change.
How about that? Yeah, no, that's it. That's the way I would have handled it. I wouldn't have. Now, if she would have said, I'm pretty sure I gave you the change, then I don't start a fight.
I would have folded. Yeah, I would have said, yeah, nothing I can do. I'm walked off without my change. Bad on me. Yeah, that's exactly what I would have done. I would not have said, no, if you'd give me the change, I'd have it, and I don't have it. I would not have said that.
Yeah, some people would try to fight. Would try to fight her. I would not have. I would have done exactly the way you did and hope that it works out exactly the way it did. But this is one of my deals. I don't pay for anything with cash. If I go to fast food, if I go to a gas station and spend $1.44, I run my Amex for $1.44 because what I've found, I've got a Marriott card and a Delta card. And I put literally everything I do, everything we as a family do on that card every month. And then you pay them off completely at the end of every month.
Right.
And you rack up so many points that we fly and we've largely vacationed for free.
It's not because of your travel points. It's because of your money, correct? Credit card.
Well, it's both. But man, I mean, think about every penny a family of five spends in a month,
right?
And you know, especially a family of five that's got, you know, three cars, a kid in private school, you know, the bills that we have.
You like, can't everything pay tuition is on a credit card, can you?
Oh yeah, you can. You swipe it and pay it right off.
Wow.
Yeah. So like we rack up so many points off of that, you know,
Right. Makes no sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes every
no
time.
It makes no sense to pay cash, right? Yeah.
Every time I use cash, to the extent that I do, which is rare, I feel like this is a wasted opportunity. In fact, the other morning we went to breakfast, and for whatever reason, I didn't have one of my credit cards with me. I just had my debit card, and it was like a $50 breakfast, whatever. And I was like, this is $50 worth of points that I'm not getting because I'm using the stupid debit card instead of using the credit card. So that's my – I always tell people, like, if you can be responsible with it, and I haven't always, you know, when I was younger, I wasn't the most responsible person with credit cards. But if you can actually, you know, be responsible and make sure to pay it off every month, racking up, you know, every – racking up those points by using it for literally everything and anything, it can – you can benefit from it. Like, we are – you know, we have stayed in some pretty amazing resorts and hotels, and sometimes people will like Google them and go, oh my God, like $1,600 a night GP. And I'm like, that's not what I paid. I didn't pay anything. I just had points to cover it. So you paying with cash, that's a mistake. You should correct that.
Well, it's like walking without, if you're not carrying your step counter, like it's a total waste. Did you even walk? Right.
Yeah,
like
what is the point? If you can't prove to yourself that you did it, what is the point? Hey, think of it to wrap all this up. If you get you a great Marriott credit card and start using it everywhere you use it and paying it off every month, maybe one day in July of some year, you can go vacation in a place with an air conditioner.
Thank you, GP. Appreciate it.
All right, I'll see you.
Man. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bennett, what are we going to do with Fishman?
Dude, that is too hot. Like,
that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
And listen, Charles is a brilliant man who, like Jeff says, he's probably saving a lot more money than both of us combined by living this way. But the floor he's on is set to 85. He says it's 93 degrees outside, and another floor in his home, they haven't had the air conditioner on. It's just off. It's just 93 degrees outside, and the air conditioner on a certain level of his home is off. That's outrageous to me.
Yeah, I keep mine at 69, and frankly, I think that's, like, not low enough. Like, I want to go lower, but I don't want to break my air conditioner.
Okay, and I'm in my – because, again, I had to do Time to Shine today, and I can't get to studio. And we don't start recording Time to Shine until – we don't sit in the chair till 2:30. Usually start recording about 2:50. Usually done right around 3:30. 3:35, and that doesn't give me enough time to get into the studio. So I'm in my home studio, and in this studio right now, the thermostat is set to 67.
Yeah, I like it to be frigid.
I ain't trying to sweat my own house.
No.
Like, I work too hard to sweat my own house.
Damn right.
I work too hard to be sweating walking around my own house. The other thing you have to remember, if you operate your thermostat the way Charles does, like, if you ever have people over, can't have them because they even if you're used to it, they're not
right.
You can't have people over to your house and have your AC at 85.
No, that's wrong. That's a bad host.
It's a bad host. That's inappropriate hosting behavior. So you know, bless him if he can go through the day. But I tell you, if my family came home and I had the thermostats at 85, nobody who lives here would last 5 minutes. Again, you are more likely to be cold in my home than you are to be warm in my home. We might be a little excessive with it, but I'd rather be excessive with it than sweat. I ain't trying to sweat. I'll sweat when I go play golf because there's no way around it. But I ain't trying to sweat in my own house. That's crazy. Be back in a second.
The basketball playoffs have been crazy. Before a champion is crowned, we're here to get you caught up on all the action with Inside the Final tonight, 6 to 8, presented by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, featuring Odyssey's Travis Thomas from the team in D.C. and R.J. Choppy from the Fan in Dallas, along with great guests including former Suns GM Ryan McDonough, former player Brian Scalabrine, and insider coach Jimmy Patsos, getting you ready for tip-off. Don't miss Inside the Finals tonight, 6 to 8, on this Odyssey station and the Odyssey app, brought to you by Shell.
Entertainment is back at the Fitz. On Saturday, July 17th, the Fitz welcomes Jazz and Jokes, hosted by Prescott. One fantastic night with the Memphis Kings of R&B, Bird Williams, Gerald Richardson, and Jerome Chisholm, and the Memphis Kings of Comedy 4, Oscar P. and Bryant Mouthpiece Hannah. Tickets start at just $20. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Hotel packages with a room and two tickets start at just $169. Jazz and Jokes at the Fitz. Luck lives here. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-522-4700.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly. Instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
The basketball playoffs have been crazy. Buzzer beaters, sweeps, and both top seeds getting knocked out early. Before a champion's crown, get caught up on all the action tonight with Inside the Finals, presented by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Odyssey's basketball experts break down all the matchups and get you ready for tip-off. It's Inside the Finals tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on your favorite Odyssey sports stations and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Shell.
How do you keep a workout fresh every day?
Clap it up, Peloton, let's do this!
By getting everything from endurance rides to restorative yoga, all right at home. The Peloton Bike, nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Hammering headaches? Ow. Aching muscles? Ah, ah. Put the squeeze on your tough pain with Goody's Cool Orange. The same fast-acting, powerful Goody's powder in a great-tasting, cool orange flavor. Beat tough pain to a pulp with Goody's Cool Orange. Also, blast your pain away with Goody's Mixed Fruit Blast. Two flavors, tough on pain, tasty on your tongue. Ah, we made Goody's fast, Goody's delicious. All available at Walmart.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? Then come shop where the Grizzlies and former University of Memphis Tiger Greats shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stackable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. We do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis and at 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, come see Platinum Jewelers.
Hey, it's Eric. Castleton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Today's Perks deal will make you hungry. $20 of fine Asian cuisine at Mulan Asian Bistro for only $10. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is, of course, owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So, needless to say, the barbecue is great. If you've been, you know. If you haven't been, I don't know why you haven't been, but you'll find out when you go. But understand that if you're not in the mood for barbecue, or, crazy as it might sound, if you don't like barbecue for some reason, understand that there's something at Memphis Barbecue Company on the menu that you'll dig. You know, they got salads, burgers, sandwiches, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, fried catfish, chicken tenders, smoked wings. I promise, even if you don't dig barbecue or you don't feel like barbecue, you're going to enjoy something on the menu, and you can check it out right now at memphisbbqco.com. memphisbbqco.com. You can dine in 7 days a week. You can schedule a pickup order online and pick it up at memphisbbqco.com. Address is 709 DeSoto Cove. It's easy to find. From Memphis, just take 55 south to Goodman Row. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. So it's easy to get to. It's easy to find. It's a quick little drive, even from Memphis. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Got a couple of announcements today about people coming to Memphis. Brooks Koepka announced that he has committed to play in the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. So, you know, there's a four-time major winner and one of the biggest stars of the sport because in part, you know, and partly because his rivalry that has become very public with Bryson DeChambeau. But when I read this earlier today, I was like, Brooks Koepka's committed. I was like, I thought Brooks Koepka been committed for a while now. And the reason I remembered is because Jenna Sims, his fiance, announced on Instagram several weeks ago that she was looking forward to coming back to Memphis for the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. So Jenna Sims actually broke this news well before Brooks or the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational, which is just one of many reasons. You should follow Jenna Sims on Instagram. Do you follow Jenna Sims on Instagram, Bennett?
I do not follow her. Let me,
That's a mistake. Okay. She's really good on Instagram.
Let me get on that real quick.
She's an actress who is engaged to Brooks Koepka. If you remember, several years ago, he won a major, and Joe Buck was calling it, and he was like, and there's Brooks Koepka with his girlfriend, so-and-so, and it was like not his girlfriend, so-and-so. It was his new girlfriend, Jenna Sims. He had changed girlfriends in between Joe Buck getting his notes and Joe Buck mentioning her live on the broadcast. So that was the country's introduction to Jenna Sims, and she has spent the subsequent years becoming an Instagram star. She takes good pictures, you know?
She takes really good pictures, yep.
She takes good pictures. She takes good videos. She seems to be living the life. We've talked about this before. Golfers, imagine being a struggling golfer is just like being a struggling anything else. It's not the greatest thing in the world. But, boy, if you ever make it, like I don't think there's any life better than being a great professional golfer. I would rather be a great professional golfer than a great professional football player or a great professional baseball player. If you're a great professional golfer, think about this. You play when you want to play. You decide. You want to play next week? You can play. Don't want to play next week? Don't have to play. It's totally up to you. You don't have to be injured not to play. You can just decide I don't feel like playing. Totally up to you. When you do play, you take a private plane wherever you're going. It's almost always going to be at a beautiful place. You know, on nice golf courses is some of the most beautiful places in this country. And that's where you're at every time you decide to work. You're on an incredible golf course. And whereas, you know, LeBron James and the Lakers, Steph Curry and the Warriors come to Memphis to play the Grizzlies. You know, they stay at the Westin, and the Westin's nice. I've stayed there many times. I enjoy it. But, like, when you're a big-time professional golfer like Brooks Koepka, you don't stay at the Westin. You stay in a home on the course. You rent somebody's incredible house on the golf course. And so Jenna Sims is living this life. You follow her on Instagram, what you'll find out is she just gets on private planes with her fiance. They travel to incredible places with incredible golf courses. They're usually staying at an incredible house right on the course. And then while Brooks practices and plays golf, she, like, you know, has a drink and posts on Instagram. It's amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
I love my life. I wouldn't trade my life, but you get the point. When I say, I would love to have Jenna Sims' life.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at her Instagram. She does live a great life.
She's just on private planes, flying around, cheering on her fiance's golf career. I mean, she does other things. I don't mean to discount it. She does other things. But that's mostly what she does. And it seems great. Like, Brooks has to get up and go to work, which is play golf, and she just gets to walk around and have drinks.
It's solid.
It's a solid life. And so she's coming to Memphis. And I'm just excited about Jenna Sims coming to Memphis as I am Brooks Koepka coming to Memphis, although I am excited about Brooks Koepka coming to Memphis. I wonder if the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational could be the first event to actually put Brooks and Bryson in a first-round pairing together. I doubt it'll go down because this is such a delicate situation that you probably got to get it cleared with both of them. And if one of them objects, you probably can't do it. And they like... They don't even try to pretend that they like each other. Like, I don't know if you saw this interview with Brooks a few weeks ago on SportsCenter, but the SportsCenter host was like, so you're in Bristol, because they were playing in Bristol, Connecticut. This might have been 2 weeks ago. And the host was like, okay, so you're in Bristol. Let's just say, Brooks, that Bryson picks up a case of Michelob Ultra and says, hey, Brooksy, boy, I don't know how we got so sideways, but let's sit down, have a couple beers, say what needs to be said, and see if we can figure this thing out. He comes to you extending the olive branch. What would you do? And Brooks said, I don't think there's much to talk about. He just like didn't even like didn't even say like, yeah, you know, like maybe one day we'll do that. He was like, nah, I don't think we need to do that. That doesn't sound productive or interesting to me. So they like genuinely don't like each other. And as Brooks has said, and I'm not sure if Bryson agrees, but as Brooks has said, it's good for the sport. And so it'll be good for the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. I'm assuming both of those guys will be here, and maybe either, you know, based on where they're put together in the first and second round, or, you know, how the leaderboard shakes out over the weekend, perhaps they'll have to play together for the first time since their rivalry became a, you know, arguably, if not inarguably, the biggest story in golf. So Brooks Koepka and Jenna Sims on their way to TPC Southwind. And First Take is on its way to Tiger Lane. Do you see this?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so Max Kellerman, Stephen A. Smith, my former colleague, Molly Karam. You know, Molly Karam was the CBS Sports video girl once upon a time.
How about that?
Yeah, so, you know.
Maybe we should get her on the show.
We absolutely could get her on the show.
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. So we'll talk to Molly at some point in advance. But they're coming here for the Southern Heritage Classic. Deion Sanders, Eddie George, and First Take is going to be broadcasting in advance of that game live from Tiger Lane with a live crowd and the whole deal. So obviously game day has been here for football and for basketball, and now First Take, you know, one of the big branded shows on ESPN Monday through Friday, it'll be here in connection with the Southern Heritage Classic. So that's cool news as well. Be back with dinner to go.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall, somebody who just keeps stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jill's story, for instance. Jill, she needed to move fast. So she called Josh and asked him to list her home. It was out in Eads. And then Josh cranked up that marketing engine, and he got Jill's home sold in just one day, and he got it sold for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Hysall. You can let your story be the next one. Understand that anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy. But only Josh Hysall can get you all of the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, if you're looking for somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it via text. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8140-70 is on the web. Josh sells the midsouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh HISAW. Go to joshhisaw.com.
Summer is the season of fun. Here's some tips to make sure you enjoy yours. Tip number one, lawn darts still aren't a good idea.
Ouch, these things should be illegal.
I think they are.
Tip number two, you're never too old to chase the ice cream truck.
Hey, slow down. I just want a dreamsicle.
And tip number three, if you're looking for some real summer fun, play the Summer Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
John here, reporting from the Tennessee Lottery Summer Games. Today we have Erica from Knoxville and Janet from Memphis, a dynamic duo going for the green in synchronized scratching. And they're off. The scratching has just begun, and oh boy, is this a feat of athleticism. Look at the dexterity of their fingers and the ferocious tenacity of this team and the vice grip on that coin. They're going all the way. They've just won the green!
Do you have what it takes to be a big winner this summer? Play the Summer Instant Games with chances to win up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches, weakness, or discomfort in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one selling nerve care company. Nervive contains alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, and B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live your life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at nervivehealth.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
Hold on. You want me to tell them about Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea in just 30 seconds? This is impossible. Hey, I'm Billy from Twisted Tea. How can I explain that first sip of cold, smooth, real brewed tea? So good! And the extra kick you get from just the right amount of alcohol? The twist of lemon, the... Wait, what? We're almost out of time? Oh, shit. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Look for the bright yellow cans wherever you buy beer.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Jump into easy, breezy summer sleep with Casper. From cooling mattresses with snow technology to crisp new sheets, Casper has everything you need for cooler sleep. And right now, their 4th of July sale is here, and they're celebrating the bed, white, and blue with up to 15% off bundles, mattresses, and everything else you need for a cooler sleep. So go ahead, treat yourself to better sleep during Casper's 4th of July sale. You deserve it. This is a limited-time offer. Exclusions apply. See casper.com/promo for offer details and end date.
Uncorked flavor, Corky's Barbecue.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today, starting at only $5.99 per person.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And I promise you, it's what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. I'm not going to lie to you. Once upon a time, I was buying more expensive bottles of vodka. I didn't know better. New Amsterdam wasn't a thing. But then New Amsterdam became a thing, and I recognized there's a better way to do this. Why would you spend $35 on a bottle of vodka when you can get a quality vodka, big bottle, for less than $20 in most stores in the Memphis area? It's a rhetorical question. The answer is obvious. You should never do that. So just buy New Amsterdam vodka. You can find it in any liquor store in the area right now. If you don't see it for some reason, ask them to get it for you. They got flavored vodkas too. The list is long. They got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Just ask for it next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or a liquor store. New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Stu, dinner to go.
Dinner to go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's dinner to go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but I was blown away that Jeff travels to Michigan every summer to stay in a place with no air conditioning.
Yeah, like I was blown away by that, too.
Like, what? I thought I heard him say this morning. Like, yeah, you know, we don't have air conditioning. I'm like, well, you don't have air conditioning. It's 2021.
Like, it's hot everywhere.
It's hot everywhere. Like, we've screwed the planet up so much that it's now hot everywhere, even Michigan. And, like, he was trying to act like, well, you know, it's usually fine. Okay, it's usually fine. But if it's sometimes not, well, then that's reason enough to have an air conditioner. That Calkins family, they got a million doctors and lawyers and award-winning columnists. Surely they could all throw in and get that cabin air conditioner.
Yeah, I mean, just get like a box unit, you know?
Something. There's got to be
much.
There's got to be. They should. I'm certain there's enough money in that family to get that place air conditioned. That's crazy that they haven't done that yet. But they haven't done that yet. Mind-boggling.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Can I interest you in hockey?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Not really.
Stanley Cup Final Game 5, Canadiens and Lightning. We are back in Tampa. And boy, yeah. The Lightning are big favorites. 250 on the money line. Total is 5. This is a closeout situation for Tampa Bay. Is Tampa Bay about to win a Super Bowl and a Stanley Cup in like a 6-month period of time?
Yes.
It appears that the answer is yes. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. You can watch it on NBC.
What should I watch on TV?
We got another situation where there are game shows on in prime time. How do you feel about Press Your Luck or the $100,000 Pyramid? Which one do you prefer?
I think I would go with the $100,000 Pyramid. I like trivia.
I like Press Your Luck because I like trying to avoid the whammy.
I like the whammies too, but I like the trivia show, so I'm going to go with the Pyramid.
When I was a kid, they used to talk to those whammies. You'd be like, no whammies,
no whammies. No whammies. Yeah,
do people still talk to the whammies?
Oh, I bet they'll be talking, yeah.
Okay, that's 7 o'clock tonight at ABC, and then at 8 o'clock, the $100,000 Pyramid.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
We talked a lot in the opening segment about how the Suns just absolutely carved up Milwaukee's defense. Sam Quinn wrote about it for CBSSports.com in great detail, explaining exactly how Phoenix did what it did and why Milwaukee was not able to stop it. So if you haven't read that yet, you want a detailed breakdown to help you better understand what happened in Game 1 and what has to change for Milwaukee, go read that. It's at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, the deadline for underclassmen to withdraw from the NBA draft is tonight. So we'll have a clearer version of, you know, what college basketball rosters are going to look like by this time tomorrow. The biggest decision left out there, Johnny Juzang, the star of the NCAA tournament from UCLA. And most people believe that he's going to withdraw, but he hasn't done that yet. We'll know by tomorrow at 4. Also tomorrow night, we get Game 2 of the NBA Finals. I'll get you ready for that. Looking forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Summer is the season of fun. Here's some tips to make sure you enjoy yours. Tip number one, lawn darts still aren't a good idea.
Ouch, these things should be illegal.
I think they are.
Tip number two, you're never too old to chase the ice cream truck.
Hey, slow down. I just want a dreamsicle.
And tip number three, if you're looking for some real summer fun, play the Summer Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
John here, reporting from the Tennessee Lottery Summer Games. Today we have Erica from Knoxville and Janet from Memphis, a dynamic duo going for the green in synchronized scratching. And they're off. The scratching has just begun, and oh boy, is this a feat of athleticism. Look at the dexterity of their fingers and the ferocious tenacity of this team and the vice grip on that coin. They're going all the way. They've just won the green!
Do you have what it takes to be a big winner this summer? Play the Summer Instant Games with chances to win up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Want to know the secret to making sure everything at Kroger is fresh?
Secret shoppers, spies we hire to expertly inspect our produce department in every store. Their mission is to ensure we have the freshest bananas, lettuce, and more. Now that the secret is out, you know what else is? Tomatoes that are fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's nothing like Northwest Red Cherries when you're craving a sweet snack. And now they're just $1.99 a pound with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Zach, CEO and co-founder of Roman. I believe everyone deserves intimacy. And if erectile dysfunction gets in the way, then you know. It's not just a you thing. It's a you and her, him, or them thing. It is a relationship thing. And it's frustrating, I know. My partner Cleo and I have been there. It's one of the reasons I started Roman. To make it simple for men with ED to connect with a licensed healthcare professional online to find a treatment plan that's right for them. Go to GetRoman.com/athlete and we'll take $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Your medication is sent directly to your home in distance, and you can choose from either generic or brand name medication. So get back to the intimacy you deserve. Go to GetRoman.com/athlete to save $15 on your first month of ED treatment. Roman, let's take care of it.
Hammering headaches? Ow. Aching muscles? Put the squeeze on your tough pain with Goody's Cool Orange. The same fast-acting, powerful Goody's powder in a great-tasting cool orange flavor. Beat tough pain to a pulp with Goody's Cool Orange.
The following is a presentation of Odyssey, presented by the official Unsolved Mysteries podcast with never-heard-before mysteries on the Odyssey app and wherever you listen up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.